Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club weekly net number, let's see here, 408 for the 20th of October 2025. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, and yada yada. It's just Guillermo and Ray and me. I think we can skip forward a little bit here. Maybe some more people will join us. Otherwise, it's going to be a short net. Okay, I will pause now for a few seconds for priority traffic. Or to allow stations to disconnect, yada, yada, yada. Okay, we see a new station just popped in here. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. Those are the four items of information that we like to hear from check-ins. If you do not have an SDF username, you can get one by going to sdf.org. And as I said that, I see that KS6, the Zulu Sierra Foxtrot, has joined us. So maybe it's not going to be such a short net after all. We'll see. Okay, back to my script. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour UTC, GMT, Zulu, whatever you like to call it, on EchoLink node 9229, which is known as the TechLink conference. And we would like to thank Michael, November Zero, Victor, Zulu, Charlie, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net, which means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs. You do not have to be a member or associated with SDF to participate. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions. And the closest thing I came to a good topic this week, I think it's something that we might have covered in the past, but I don't know. It's probably something that can be revisited. My local ham radio club had its monthly meeting last Tuesday, and the topic and the presentation was about FT8, a digital mode that's quite popular on HF, and I gather even a little bit on UHF and VHF. But anyway, I've heard about it and read about it over the years, but I'm not very active on HF, so had not really looked into it very deeply, so it was kind of interesting. The thing that leapt out at me is that it's an operating mode that really kind of takes away any personal interaction. This is strictly a wham bam thank you ma'am kind of thing, where you get a signal report and a Maidenhead grid locator, and you move on to the next contact. And okay, I got a time out there, I think. I'm not totally against that. It's not, you know, I'm kind of an old timer. I kind of grew up when ham radio was about talking to people. So it's a little bit of a stretch, maybe, or it's just a little a switch or change in approach. So that's been on my mind for the last few days, and so I guess that's the topic this week. Do you use Fox Tango 8? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Have you been avoiding it? Are you, like, not on HF, and so it's not even an issue for you? So that's kind of the topic this week, FT8. So let me run down my list here. I've got KS6 GPE, I've got PY2BIL. I've got AD0QM. And Kilo Foxtrot 6 Zulu Sierra Foxtrot. So I don't see any conferences linked with TechLink, so I don't think we're going to have any check-ins that I don't see on my dashboard. So I'll just start going down my list here, starting with KF6GPE.
Well, good evening, everybody, and good morning if you're... I guess there's nobody from Australia this time around, so say good evening and good night. Ray is my name. Call sign is Kilo Foxtrot 6, Golf Papa Echo. My SDF username is my call sign, and I am in sunny Boulder Creek, California, which is near Silicon Valley. So I'm actually going to comment on both PSK and FT8 because I've had experiences with both, and my experiences actually with FT8 have been better than PSK, but more interesting than better. I was very disappointed. I got very active with PSK 10, 12 years ago, and I spent the better part of a month and a half every Saturday making PSK contacts, and I found it was the same thing. It was not anybody actually talking. It was clearly people pushing macro buttons with signal reports that were always 599. There were always people's location and name, and absolutely no sort of keyboard-to-keyboard chat, which I found really depressing, so I gave up on it because I was looking more for sort of a Unix talk, write sort of thing where you'd actually have a bit of a real conversation. So that was a bummer. Fast forward to about 5 years ago, which I guess would have been close to the bottom of the solar cycle, and I spent about a month on FT8 on 20 meters and 40 meters, and I found it interesting from a learn about propagation point of view. So I'm from California. I had contacts in Midway and then all the way to New Zealand running QRP, and I was pretty excited by that just as far as, hey, it actually works. This is interesting. But again, I sort of kind of agree with you, Wayne, that I'd rather have a keyboard-to-keyboard conversation, and FT8 isn't it. And I haven't tried any of the newer modes, in part because I'm afraid they're going to be more like people pushing function keys again than just sending macros. And if they're going to do that, I might as well get on D-Star or try single sideband from my front yard on my buddy pole and have more time, more fun with it. KF6GPE, back to net control.
Okay, thanks, Ray. You have a lot more experience with it than I, so I appreciate the background that you provide there. All right, let's see. Next on my list is PY2BIL.
Hi, good evening, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo from São Paulo in Brazil. SDF username, G. Carmeri. So, FT8, well, yes, I have used FT8 right when it came out. I was using at the time JT65, and then FT8 showed up with a lot of improvements there regarding the speed, right? So, yes, I've been using it for a while, but then I sort of gave up on it, or it was not exciting anymore for me, even though every time you make a contact, it is exciting, right? But it's sort of the mechanical aspect of it made it less interesting for me. But I have the setup, and I could turn it on any moment, but I haven't done it in a while. Maybe also because I'm not a lot on HF lately, so that might be the reason too. Okay, that's it on FT8. Back to you, Net Control. This is PY2BIL.
Okay, thank you, Guillermo. Good to hear from you again. And let me acknowledge that VK2DY has joined us. The topic this week, Robert, is FT8, Fox Tango 8. And have you tried it? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Is it something that it's not even in your environment? Maybe because you don't have HF capability. I understand that there are people on VHF and UHF who do it, but that does not seem to be the major arena for FT8. So anyway. Next on my list is AD0QM.
Good evening. This is Jeff, AD0QM. My SDF screen name is J-E-C-X-J-O. Yep, I do FT8. I actually started doing digital mode with PSK, and unlike Ray's situation, I actually had two or three people that I did regular, just one-on-one reg twos every week, that we just had like the right propagation on 20 meters, and we could chat with each other pretty regularly. I also started doing, there was a club that did a lot of awards for PSK, and so I was doing a lot of that kind of stuff, and then whatever it was at the end of that previous solar cycle, everybody stopped using PSK-32, and so I switched over to FT8, and yeah, it's the same thing. It's fun. In the beginning, I collected like a bunch of different states and covered a lot of the different counties and grid squares and stuff like that, but it just, it's just not quite the same because it's, you know, you're 100% up to the propagation and you just kind of hit everybody and then you're done for the night once you've collected everybody that's out there. So I don't have an HF set up at the moment because a tree fell down, took down my antenna, so I will have to figure that out for this winter. That's all I got here. 80QM, back to you, net control.
Ah, sorry to hear about your arboreal accident. Hope that you can get that corrected. All right. Thanks for joining us this week. I think it's been a while since you've joined us. Next on my list here is KF6, ZSS.
Yeah, this is Kilo Foxtrot 5, Zulu Sierra Foxtrot. Name's Colby. Go by Boyd on STF. I do not have any direct experience with FT8. I have gear somewhere. I think I bought for FT8, but my station is still not set up here in Eastern Maine. I don't know. My perspective on it is positive, I think, in the fact that you can automate so much as far as contacts, and I think that there are potential use cases in the world of technology where, you know, we can distribute information across, you know, grids in a manner that, you know, wasn't possible before. It's a little bit more, it just seems to me like it has great potential, but I think that most of the time it's used for, you know, contesting and just trying to cover as many grids as you can, you know, which is like, it is what it is, but I think that in certain circumstances it could be pretty useful, particularly in emergency cases, but yeah, that's all I got. I have no direct experience with FT8, but I've done all the research and know how to do it, so I would love to try it. Thanks. Back to net control.
Okay, thanks, Colby. I guess what I was initially complaining about was sort of the lack of a human touch, but I'm not ruling out the benefits of even an automated system there. It kind of reminds me a little bit back in the day, a long time ago, I used to do a lot of UUCP between Unix buses, and your comment there evoked some memories of that. So it was back in the day. It was really cool to be able to just set up a file transfer, or a remote execution that I could go away and expect that everything would work properly while I was not paying attention. And so, I'm probably rambling here. But it's not really the same as a reg queue or just a casual QSO. So anyway, let's move along to the VK2DY. Hi, Robert.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, Victor Kilo 2 Delta Yankee in northwestern Sydney, where it's currently 30 degrees Celsius, about 86 Fahrenheit. And the clouds are starting to roll in, but we still should get up close to 36 or so before the day is through, because it's only 11:17 here. Anyway, other than that, it is, of course, summer here. FT8 is one of the interesting things that I've always been saying, I want to try, and I've just never gotten around to it. But it is definitely one of those things I want to try. I am fully HF capable here for sure, and I just have never quite done that. I've got my main radio is a little bit old tech, early part of this century, an FT897, so I probably wouldn't be that difficult to set something up on it. But I just, like I said, it's one of those things that's been on the bucket list for quite a while, and I've not done yet. So maybe I will give it a try here in the not-too-distant future. I keep saying that. Anyway, thank you for taking my check-in.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us this week, Robert. And if you do dive into FD8, let us know your experience with it. Okay, let's see. I think I've given everyone here, yes, a chance to speak. So does anyone want to do a recheck?
KF6 GPE recheck.
Go ahead, Ray.
I just want to say I really miss UUCP and the heyday of Usenet news groups. So I'm right there with you on the UUCP's fence, Wayne. It was a lot of fun. KF6 GPE.
Ah, yeah, we could probably trade some war stories sometime. Ah. All right, yeah, thank you for that comment. Anyone else want to recheck? Okay, nothing heard, and it's about 20 minutes into the hour here, so I think it's probably unlikely that we'll have additional check-ins. You know, it's been a long time since we heard from John and Russ, or Reg, rather. I hope they're all okay there. Robert, do you have any idea what's up with them? Are they just traveling or something? Okay, I was thinking that maybe VK2DY had some information about was it the VK2HJQ and I'm drawing a blank on Ridge's call sign, the VK6 something.
This is VK2DY, Robert, in Northwestern Sydney. VK3HJQ, which is John down in Victoria, he's about 600 kilometers from me. He's gotten into riding a push bike, a bicycle, basically, every morning. And so this is morning here, and he's gone on his pushy bike ride. So he tends to not make these nets anymore in the mornings. But he does make the ones in the evenings. VK6BQQ had a real scary incident apparently last week, and was in hospital and had some, but fortunately pulled through. But apparently it was a very scary situation there, and he was back on the net though on Saturday, so he may be resting. He may be resting at this point because apparently it was quite a serious incident he had, and I don't want to reveal any more than that. But he's a long way from me. He's almost 4,000 kilometers away, so a long way. VK2DY, back to that.
Okay, thanks a lot, Robert, for that update there. Good to know, especially about Reg there, and hope he recovers okay. And it sounds like John is, getting into kind of a self-improvement thing there. So good luck for him. All right, so do we have any more rechecks or comments before I wrap up the net? Okay, nothing heard. Let's see, do I have any announcements or anything here? Just the usual. If you would like to join, Ray and me and, gosh, I'm forgetting the name of the other person who's been a net control recently. Anyhow, we could always use an extra volunteer to be net control for the net, so you can contact me at my SDF email address, JWH. Let's see, anything else here? If you're not already subscribed to the mailing list, go to majordomo at sdf.org and subscribe to SDFARC-L. And I guess that's about it. So this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Net at, let's call it 0034 UTC. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone.
AB9FJ, KS6GPE.
Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I was going to tell you, I'm going to miss Net the next couple of weeks, but I'll send you an email and pick up Net Control after that. I think it'll probably, let's see here, the 4th of November, add 7. Probably be the 11th of November will be the next time I'll be able to catch Net. I'll probably pick it up then, but I'll drop you an email.
Okay, sounds great. I look forward to it. Thank you. AB9SJ.
73, KF6 GPE, I'll be clear.